With us this morning, we have Dr. Mamairua David. Tēnā koe. Ata Marie. How are you after the rainfall last night?
Oh, we came to Pai. I grew up in Opotiki, and we're situated between two rivers. So our whānau never lived on the river. And I make sure that we live on a hill, even now in Auckland. So we're Kaitu Pai. I hope the rest of the whānaus are all right, but there was definitely a bit of flooding around.
Aye. And meanwhile, we're very concerned about the immunisation rates. And
absolutely.
Health providers are still playing catch-up with child vaccination Aye. Rates in places, well, Aye. All over the country, but particularly in places like here in South Auckland. My question is, how did our vaccination rates get so low?
It's lots of factors. My favourite thing is to say it's multifactorial, It's not just one thing. It's a lot that's been going on. Our health system has been slowly falling apart, and COVID has really exposed the massive gaps that are there. For our PEPI enrolments, GPs are overwhelmed, so it's really hard for whānau to even get an appointment with their GP, let alone enrol their new PEPI. It's really difficult at the moment. And then you add in flooding, and constant threats of flooding. It's horrific. And then I think anti-vax messaging has been around, and that has really impacted our whānau, especially our vulnerable whānau. Our mokopuna are precious and our pēpi are precious, and we really want to do the best for them. And so when somebody plants the seed of doubt about the safety of a vaccination, that really can have a massive impact on whether or not whānau choose to vaccinate their pēpi. I really believe our whānau want the best for our babies. And actually, with good education about the safety of vaccinations, they would realise that actually vaccination is the best thing for our pēpi. And I think from COVID vaccination and mandates did really hurt a lot of our whānau who lost their jobs. We've got kaiako who couldn't work anymore because they didn't want to get vaccinated. That really affected their manamotu hake and their tino rangatiratanga to be forced to have a vaccination. And so that has hurt the relationship and the trust about being made to have a vaccination. And trying to rebuild those relationships is a really big part of improving our vaccination stats, as well as actually providing whānau with the services to go and get their pēpi vaccinated.
Yeah, why did it take so long for the health authorities to prioritise immunisation? We've known. I was going back on notes from 2021, 2022,
Aye.
Saying there's a problem, but there seemed to be no
Aye.
Action.
Aye. Well, in 1991 was when we had a really big measles epidemic. It took 10 years, more than 10 years, 2005, before we got the vaccination rates anywhere up to somewhere reasonable. And so that was 10 years back then. And, I think I'm a Māori Women's Welfare League member, and they had a lot to do with improving vaccinations. That's our people driving the vaccination and getting our whānau to get vaccinated. And I think that's one of the big parts, is having that trust and knowing that our māma have said and our kuia have said, this is important, we need to get the vaccinations, and we need to protect our whānau, we need to protect our pēpi. I think as Māori, as Pacific Islanders as well, because their rates are really low, we really need to be demanding from the health system that we need to be prioritised, because it's our pēpi that are dying from these vaccine-preventable diseases.
Yeah, like whooping
cough.
We've
had three pertussis. That's like third world, that should not be happening. Those are our pēpi, and we have to start demanding the services for our whānau, for our hapu māma, to go and get their vaccinations to prevent these vaccine preventable diseases.
Well, that's what happened during COVID too. It took the Māori health authorities to demand that they be given access to, to the resources needed to get our people immunised and vaccinated. And I think it's going to have to. I mean, do we have to fight every time there's a measles outbreak or a whooping cough
exactly.
outbreak?
Form kapapai tonu mātou, ne? Ake, ake, ake. That's what it is, looks like. We constantly have to go to battle for our babies, especially because right now measles, whooping cough, they are the most vulnerable. And so, you know, you can bet that our Māori doctors are fighting hard, our Pacific doctors are fighting hard to provide the services, but we're already overwhelmed even before COVID. Our government really needs to step up and prioritise vaccinations because winter is here as well. Our hospitals are already overwhelmed. We only just got away in 2019 without any pepe dying, but more than 1,000 cases of measles happened in 2019. And I think because of COVID, that kind of got forgotten, you know, like because old news and move on to the new news, but it's still sitting there waiting for its turn.
Yes, and look at what happened in Samoa, and now they're being very active about immunisation for measles, and we don't want that to happen. We don't want to lose babies before we start immunising.
Oh, and you know, I had friends who my Samoan friends who went. I cannot imagine how heartbreaking that would have been to watch 80 babies just die, and there's nothing you can do.
And
so we have to learn. Unfortunately, one of the, you know, I was talking to anti-vax people and they just dismissed that as fake news, and that's horrible to think that you could believe that those 80 babies, it was a made-up story. Some of those babies were from the same whānau, so some whānau lost all their children, and that's heartbreaking, and I do not want to see that. That's only in 2019, that's not that long ago, so I do not want to see that happen here.
And what needs to happen now, Dr. Mamairoa?
If you don't know if you've had a MMR vaccination, you need to just go and get it. You can't have too many. I think I've had four because we. I just said, give me another one. I can't remember. My mama was pretty good, though, so I'm pretty sure I've had all my vaccinations. The thing about the MMR vaccination, it's called a live attenuated vaccine. So that's where people get a bit scared that you're getting a live vaccine, but what it's been altered so that it can't cause disease. So once you've had the vaccine, your body, it starts producing the virus in a very low number that allows your own immune system to make antibodies against measles, mumps and rubella, so all three. It's a very effective vaccine. The first dose actually gives you a lot of immunity, up to 95%, and then the second dose, which can happen as soon as 4 weeks after, which I'd be recommending with whānau with little pepe now to go and get their first dose and then have their second dose within 4 weeks. It gives you about 99% immunity.
Okay.
Immunisation schedule, the first vaccination would be at 12 months of age and then the second one's at 15 months. But I definitely think in terms of what's happening now in the communities, I did it with my people when they were little because there's always little outbreaks of measles. I did mine at 12 months and then 4 weeks later.
Ka pai. Thank you so much, Dr. Mamairoa, David. And I'm just urging all our listeners to encourage our whānau to be immunised and keep our babies safe.
And I'd just like to say just one more last thing is reproductive age mamas should also go and get vaccinated before they get hapū, because once you're hapū, we don't give it, because it's a live attenuated vaccine. And please, hapū mamas, go and get your pertussis vaccination as soon as you can. And talk to your GPs and make them give you what you want.
Ka pai. Yeah, whakarongo mai koutou katoa. Dr. Mamairoa David said, go and get vaccinated
Demand what you deserve and what our pepes need to be protected and our whānau.
Kia ora koe. Have a great day and thank you for spending time with us.
No worries. Ka kite.
Kia ora rā.